Serpo! Oh, man. This is magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Conspiracy Feed. And the topic once again is Project Serpo. Serpo! Revelation or hoax? After a month's podcast silence on the issue, I'm back. I tried to escape, but I'm still trapped in the clutches of the dreaded Serpo. Oh, man. This is particularly ironic in light of how absurd I consider the whole Serpo tale to be. But it's not the Serpo story itself which fascinates me, but the story of the story. The anatomy of a hoax, if you will. Serpo is a veritable petri dish of internet UFO hoaxdom, and if nothing else, has introduced me to the seamy underbelly of the UFO community. An underbelly that, in its own irony, is not merely ufology's weak spot, but its foundation and lifeblood as well. This past week, the latest installments in what can honestly be described as one of the greatest drama fests in ATS history came to light. And well, what can I say other than Serpo? All right. Ode to Net Chicken. A sideshow of the Serpo circus was the advent of a hoax email sent to Bill Ryan at the height of a controversy between him and the staff of AboveTopSecret.com. The email, which purported to be from an ATS senior staff member and partner, Springer, was patently absurd and clearly not written by him. Rip your integrity out? Where did that come from? It even had a footer which advertised sharpmail.co.uk, a service that allows you to anonymously spoof email addresses. Hint, hint. Nonetheless, Bill Ryan made a big deal out of it and claimed that it proved the ATS staff was out to get him. I laughed at the thought, but fate, it seems, is not without a sense of irony. Lo and behold, thanks to the excellent detective work of R-Dube-02, I hope I got that pronounced right, and some yet-as-unnamed associates, the perpetrator behind the hoax email has been unmasked, and it was none other than, dun-dun-dun, ATS's own NetChicken. To his credit, NetChicken has admitted to the deed on his own website. Yep, he did it, so for anyone who was doubting that, I'm pretty sure that NetChicken is the culprit. Now, this discovery complicated things somewhat, since NetChicken was a very old-school member of ATS, dating back to before the current XMB incarnation of the board. His ATS user ID was number 2. Old school. This has resulted in what is now being called the Chickengate scandal on ATS. Needless to say, this has caused both staff and members alike a great deal of consternation. And as the feathers fly, there is much crowing to be heard from certain ATS critics, predictably enough. Understandably, because of this and the fact that NetChicken used to be a senior staff member of AboveTopSecret.com, a super moderator no less, R-Dube-02 and friends mistook him for a founding member, and were suspicious of how the rest of the ATS staff would react to this news. Well, the reaction was pretty hard to misinterpret. They banned NetChicken. As a general rule, the staff doesn't discuss the details of member bannings, which is a good policy. Due to the circumstances, however, they've said probably more than they wanted to, but only because they had to. They do this because experience has shown that it's the best way to handle things. Banned members can't reply or speak on their behalf, so the appropriate thing to do is just say nothing. However, I'm not restricted by such things as class or appropriateness, as I'm sure anyone who knows me can attest. So I'll comment on NetChicken's fatal plucking in my own unique fashion. I've just got to get this off my breast, so to speak, so I hope my fellow members will understand why I need to express my feelings this way. For those who may not understand the gravity of the situation, allow me to elaborate. This chicken is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies.
His metabolic processes are now history. He's off the twig. He's kicked the bucket. He's shuffled off his mortal coil, run down the curtain, and joined the bleeding choir invisible. This is an ex-chicken.
As silly as the whole episode was, and despite the fact that I'm sure Net Chicken never meant things to go quite so far, the net result has been a lot of drama, and a member I admired has been banned. Far overhead, a flight of poultry flies by in the missing chicken formation as I mark with sadness the passing of a fine feathered friend. Not everyone is sad to see Net Chicken finally get his comeuppance. Indeed, Net Chicken was renowned for his foul sense of humor, and I'm a fan of such things. Net Chicken had a special way of pissing people off. I mean, really pissing them off. And well, over time, that can lead to karma difficulties. But in my heart, I don't think Net Chicken meant to use his super chicken powers for evil. It just worked out that way sometimes. And lest anyone get the wrong impression, Net Chicken and I disagreed about a lot of things. This is not unusual. I respect a lot of people I disagree with. Their differing views challenge and stimulate me, and I like that. What I admired about Net Chicken's controversial style was the fact that, more often than not, his hijinks and iconoclasm shook some of my preconceptions and prejudices loose. Sometimes you need to have your feathers ruffled, and Net Chicken was a master of that. But nothing is without consequence, and when you're so often perched on the edge, sooner or later, you'll fall over. And let's face it, chickens can't fly very well, so when they fall, they tend to fall hard. In this case, it seems Net Chicken's desire to exact some vengeance got out of hand. Instead of hurting the person he wanted to hurt, he hurt many of his friends and the community I know he loved. Despite my desire to give him a humorous send-off, it's a tragic episode and has caused me a great deal of personal grief. That's because I was shocked to discover that Net Chicken had sent the hoax email. While I suppose I wouldn't put it past him, it still seemed a bit much even for him. I honestly don't think he expected it to get so serious, but it did. Net Chicken, if you should happen to hear this, I just want to say again what I said in the thread about this. The ban was justified. Painful, but justified. I will miss you. I already do, although I suppose you are already molting, and this falling of the axe perhaps no more than a footnote to what was inevitable anyway. History books may record this as nothing more than an early cull in anticipation of a serpent strain of avian flu, but I will always mark the Ides of March with sadness as the anniversary of the demise of a member I respected and admired. Net Chicken, in parting, allow me to say a few words in your native tongue. Goodbye, Net Chicken. Looks like the Serpo got you at last. Don't let the ironic and humorous send-off fool you. I'll miss you.
Well, I'd better replace it then. Oh, sorry, Squire. I've had a look round the back of the shop, and we're right out of chickens.
Oh, and in other news, Bill Ryan published a picture of an alien and an image purporting to show the Serpian alphabet, but it looks like I've run out of time, so maybe I'll cover that in my next Serpo podcast. Until next time, be well, my Serpian friends.